Blog Talk Radio.
And hello again, all you Blog Talk listeners, and welcome to another episode of The Fabulous Medium hosted by Dustin Livers. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about past lives. It's a topic that many people have heard before, but many are not actually familiar with. It's like one of those words you think you know, but you really don't know. You know what I mean? I mean, we all have some of those words. We hear them and we're like, oh yeah, I think I have an idea. And then they actually tell us and it's something that we had no clue about whatsoever. So past lives, I mean, I'll talk briefly and then I'll give you a recap of what my life has been going, how it's been going and what I've been doing. And then I'll really delve into it. I'll be taking some calls today too, with questions about past lives. And I will be doing, one reading today, probably, maybe two. We'll see how time goes. Past lives is a pretty, intense topic, so it may take up, most of the day. Yeah, I mean, it's something that most of us can kind of roll with the idea, so that we've lived before. But what does that really mean to live before? You know, I mean, there's been lots of myths and lots of stories about past lives. One that sticks out to me is I remember I was befriending this woman at Unity Church of Peace in South Bend. It's like the most spiritual church that I could find in this area that I live in. Because I live in northern Indiana. And they're very open-minded. Reverend Sandy there is a very spiritual, very open-minded woman. And one lady came up to me and she said, the dip on your upper lip, okay? So you know that, I don't know how to explain it. It's like that two flaps of skin that kind of pull in and they make sort of like a, not really a teardrop, but right under your nose. I'm like touching it. I realize this is a radio show. You guys can't see me, but yeah, I'm like touching it right now. She was telling me that supposedly there's a story about this fairy. And the reason why you can't remember your past lives is because she touches right under your nose and this makes you forget your past lives. And I was listening to her talking about this, and I said, oh, that's a cool little story. She said it much better than I am. I'm just giving you the general gist of the story. She had the whole nine yards. But she was saying it's because if you remembered all of your past lives, you would be carrying too much baggage with you in this life. That was the gist of the story. And so this wonderful fairy makes you forget. So you don't have to carry all that baggage with you from lifetime to lifetime. I thought, oh, that makes sense. You know, I can roll with that idea. Okay. You know, that's probably why we can't remember if it's true. I did disclose this earlier. I do believe in past lives, but like all my shows, I like to give all sides and I don't like to state any of my beliefs as facts. I've said this before. There are great psychics and mediums and people in my field that have very different beliefs, but that does not impact their work, okay? So you can be, you can be a great doctor and still be a conceited asshole, you know, or you can be a wonderful musician and really be a wonderful person on the inside. You know, I mean, the way you are or your beliefs doesn't necessarily always impact your work, okay? You can still be great at what you do and still be a good person or a bad person. So yeah, but But I mean, I can roll with that idea. That makes sense to me. That you wouldn't take your past lives with you from lifetime to lifetime. One of my students brought this up when I was first teaching classes way back when I was like 20 years old. So we're talking like 3 or 4 years ago. This man, he was like 40 something. Okay, most of my students aren't in their 20s. They're about double or three times my age. But he brought up that very point. He said someone was telling him once that his mom being sick was because she was sick in a previous lifetime. And when I heard this, I couldn't quite wrap my mind around it. So she was having some breathing problems, I think, and the doctors were deciding, is it okay? Is it not okay? What is it? Is it evolving? Is it getting worse? And they couldn't decipher what was going on. They just could not. And he was telling me a woman, I can't even remember who it was. It was some lady, I don't know, was saying it was because his mother was carrying this from another lifetime, and she hasn't quite figured it out. And I'm trying to really wrap my mind around this, okay? So I'm trying not to judge. I'm not going to say if they're right or wrong, but I'm trying to figure this out, okay? Because I'm learning just as much as everyone that's listening is learning, okay? I've just had the opportunity to really do more things, I would say, because I work in this field. And so I have more opportunities to learn from people, meet with people, go to places to hear from people who really know what's going on. I've worked with great people, big names. But anyway, and I'm trying to piece this together. So what he's telling me is that or what she's saying is that his mother was dealing with issues in a previous lifetime. Okay. So I don't know if he said she was her heart was heavy or something, or she was dealing through emotional problems in this previous lifetime, and now in this lifetime she's feeling smothered or she can't breathe. It reminds me, I'm sure many of you have heard of, oh my goodness, I'm drawing a bunch of blanks today, you guys. I can't remember her work, what her name was, but she was saying that physical problems that we have come from spiritual roots. So that the spiritual problems we have in our souls manifest themselves in physical ways. So if you went up to people and you said, "Why do you think you have cancer?" Okay. And some of them are like, "I'm just sick, you know, I don't know, I just got this cancer." Other people are like, "Well, my parents got divorced and instead of trying to be the better parents, I lashed out on my kids, and now I'm suffering because of this." Two very different stories here. One person saying it's biological, whatever. One person's, I don't want to say the word taking responsibility, because that insinuates that she deserves it almost. Like she's lived this horrible life, and she deserves to have this horrible cancer. I mean, it's hard. You can't. At least I would not feel comfortable putting that blame on someone. And my gist of the story is my student in my class, when he was telling me this, said, "I think it would be very unfair for someone to take with them to another life that sickness or disease that they had in a previous lifetime." And I agree with that. I think it would be very unfair for the universe to work in that way, where you would take with you your sickness or disease from a previous lifetime to this lifetime. Now, I will say this. If what the great scheme of past lives, what it's suggesting, that our souls learn lessons. It's like that song, "There are no mistakes, only lessons to be learned." I can't remember who sang that song either. God, I am terrible. I need to go through these things with like someone to proofread it and say who said what. Because seriously, I know that these people said these things. I'm not making stuff up, I swear. That's a real song. I cannot remember who sang that, but I know it was way back when. But it's that we come back over and over to learn lessons. That's like the basic gist. You know, we may have to learn compassion or kindness or to be better to people. Or it's not always about us. Sometimes we are put in people's paths to teach them lessons. Okay. And sometimes these lessons aren't always easy. And sometimes they're not always necessarily good. I mean, I can say I've had my bad days. Okay. And I know when I'm about to snap or when I'm not being the nicest person to somebody else. I mean, my God, I think we can all say we've had those days. And who's to say the person that's put in our path that day that we snap on isn't to learn patience? Okay, now I'm not giving anyone a free pass to go out and just be a jerk to everybody that they meet today. But what's to say that that isn't what's going on that day? You know, I mean, you just don't know. Right? There's no way to know. But this show, what I'm trying to relay today, the message, is to get people to have a better idea for the belief system and to hear the different sides of what people have been saying and what they're pulling into this category. So back to the man's, my student's mother, who he's talking about here. you know, she... it's hard. How do you look at somebody and say, yeah, you know, she brought that from a past life. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, she's going to be okay. You know, it's easy to say that, right? I mean, it's like, yeah, you know, you can go on living your life and go and get some ice cream and watch Netflix when you get home, feeling like you did your best you could. But this is someone's mother who's dying, you know, who's really struggling, who's, I mean, it's, how do you say that? Yeah, you know, I wouldn't feel comfortable. Okay. Now, what I do think is I believe not along with the physical manifestations of sickness, from past lives. Now, I do believe the mind-body are connected, okay? Now, that is just, I think that that's very true. There's lots of literature. Like I said before, I'm a psychology major. For when I went to IU, we learn about this. If you are depressed, going through mental problems, you could get sick, okay? Those things happen. But bringing them from a past life is something different. That's a little different here. Now, I do think you could bring some emotional challenges, okay? So say in a past life you, so I'm going to give a pretty dramatic example here. There are some books that I've come across. I haven't read them cover to cover, but I've read like some of the synopsis, okay? And some of them were saying the Nazis, okay, in Germany, when they come back, they came back as underprivileged people who had to undergo some of the things, the atrocities that they did in Auschwitz, okay? Now, I'm not going to give my opinion here one way or the other, but I will say there are people who believe this and have written about it. You can do a quick Google search to find some of these people. you know, I don't feel comfortable going one way or the other. One, because this isn't my field of study, okay? It's not like I've devoted my whole life to past lives. But they have come up time and time again. Another, because I think it's very personal. When you're discussing past lives, what someone believes, you're not only discussing someone's religious or spiritual views, okay? And I say religious because in Hinduism, they do believe in this. And whether or not you agree that Buddhism is a religion or a philosophy, we're not going to get into a debate here. I think it's whatever you want it to be, how you internalize it into your own life. You know, it can be religious or spiritual. you know, it's tough to talk to someone in that way because it's so personal. It just is. When someone undergoes a past life regression, say they call up a hypnotist. The one I go to is Robin Roberts in Texas, and she can do it over Skype or FaceTime. She has no idea that I'm endorsing her right now. So if you call her up or want a session with her, you tell her that I sent you, and she'll say, oh, she'll probably message me on Facebook. And it's just undergoing, from my own experience, it is very personal. I'm not even going to discuss the past life, all of them that I was in. I'll talk about one where I believed I was a shaman in another lifetime, a young shaman, and I was African-American. Okay, that was cool. And I was, one thing I remember when I said was, I was very proud of being black. I said, I'm so proud of being a black man. And I said, that sounds just like me, because in this lifetime I'm very proud of being gay, of feminine, of being a medium, whatever I am, damn it, you're gonna just be the proudest one you can be. And I, that was, I could roll with that. I could say, yeah, you know, that personality makes sense to me, that's something core in my belief. Then I can roll with that. Maybe I was a shaman in a past life, who knows. I don't know, but I didn't get any strong healing from it. But I did get this sense of, I don't know, maybe reassurance, if I had to put a word on the feeling, reassurance to know that there's more, you know, that's kind of a cool thing to explore, to know that there's maybe more to this life or to others. But, you know, what I'm trying to say is the feelings is something I can roll with. Okay, not necessarily, I want to talk, stress this again, in my personal beliefs, you're not going to be taking sickness with you, but perhaps emotional challenges to learn to be more loving or caring or virtuous, and to be put in situations where there is no right or wrong, where you make the best decision that you can make with the tools and the resources that are in front of you. And I think that is something that we can all respect, both people with bodies and people without bodies, so spirits. And I think that those are the things that really push us to move forward and to evolve as an entire soul, if you will, or entity, whatever it is you want to believe, or that you do believe. I think that is the core here. And I will say this, in my readings, it's rare, but it does come up. Past lives have come up a few times, and I've said this before. I had a caller who called in about past lives. I think it was in 2 or 3 shows ago. You can go back and listen. I was just explaining that how do I know if it really is a past life, or if they're bringing this up to make the client feel better. Okay. So spirits know, you. Okay. So if you have a father that's passed, I'm pretty sure he's going to be checking up on you. Even if he wasn't a good dad, he's probably making up for it now. Okay. So they're going to follow you. Okay. And if they know you believe in past lives and you really believe something to be true, and it's for your own healing, you've really internalized this, they may bring that up in a reading. I cannot say for a fact, okay? I can't even say for a fact that we're really linking to spirits, but I believe it, and they bring through a lot of evidence. I really think we are linking to spirits. You know, you can't say for a fact. I can't go to the other side and say, oh, yep, that's it. Mm-hmm. It was that man. That's your dad. You know, he was the one that was talking. No, you can't. You can't do that. But who's to say, you know? So it's just, it's so interesting. It's such a different topic. It's such a different worldview than we're used to in the West. Because in the West, we're very individualistic. So there's two different things here. There's individualism and collectivism. Okay, so those are the two big themes. And I've studied this a lot. I'm an East Asian minor. In the West here, we're very much about like our individualism, ourselves, I, you know, I go to the grocery store, I did this, this is what I have done, and I'm this way. But in a collectivistic way, it's about the we, it's about the whole, it's about the family, not necessarily what I want, but what does the family want? What does the community want? I'll do what I have to do to be doing the greater good for the whole, okay? This is what collectivistic societies believe. Very different than the West. In the West, we're like, screw my family. They don't understand me. They never will. I'm my own person. You know, it's like the teenager, like, fighting their parents. Like, no! You know, I will do this. You know, there is this difference in cultures, okay? But in past lives, I would say it does kind of go along with collectivistic, because just thinking about going through lifetime through lifetime, it almost makes you believe or have to include in the belief system that there's more than one, okay? It's not just you going through this. There's a reason why you're going through this. There's either a group of people or a group of spirits or God, if you will, whatever you want to say. There's a bigger picture here than just you going from place to place to place. Okay. So I know I've talked for a long time here. I'm going to do a quick recap of what I've done. I'm going to take a couple callers here because I know people probably have a lot of questions about past lives, and that's okay. And I do want to see if I can give at least one reading today, too. I know that I'm very ambitious today. I realize this. And I have a full stack of callers already waiting. So I appreciate you guys calling. And I have reached 300 listeners already. This is like the sixth or seventh show, so that's not too bad. 300 isn't a bad number. So, yeah, just a quick recap of what I've done, and then I'll take callers and get back to the theme of past lives. I have been busy as usual. So I've been working out crazy with my personal trainer, Alex. He's kicking my ass, but I'm making gains. I've scheduled so many events. I have more readings at Mystic Beads in Michigan and Niles. Riverside Bar has been scheduled again here in South Bend. I have a workshop tomorrow in South Bend. It's intuitive and mediumship development. I have a group fundraiser tonight for the Special Olympics. All the proceeds go to the Special Olympics in Michigan City. it's wonderful. My only brother is autistic, so I do this fundraiser in living memory of him, because I think it's really important to support people in the community. Our research has officially been accepted to be presented in Detroit, Michigan. So me and my research team of Jake, Charlie, and Dr. Borschak will be presenting our research on October 7th. Oh my god, this is so bad. If you haven't realized, I'm really bad with dates and names. So the only thing I'm good at is looking at people and saying, oh, you look pretty familiar. I think I've seen you before. So if any of my clients are ever wondering, does he do research beforehand? The answer is no. I don't remember anybody that I've even come in contact with. So, okay. So yeah, we're doing research then. What else are we doing? Oh, there's a big event. My fellow Forever Family Foundation certified medium, Rebecca Ann Losicero, has invited me to come to her center in Connecticut. And she's paying my way down there and hosting me for 4 days. So I'll be doing open gallery readings over there. What is that, the East Coast? I think that's the East Coast, yeah. So I'm also geographically challenged. I really don't know how I made it this far in life, people. I really don't. I'm in grad school. It's not that hard. You just got to keep going. I hope this is inspiring to know that you can get this far in life and still not be good with dates, names, or geography. Okay. But anyway, yeah, so I'm doing it with Rebecca, and that'll be really fun in Connecticut. So what else? Oh, classes started again. I'm taking two classes this semester, personal development and counseling. So, like, we have to learn our own style and, like, my God, what is the, what did they say? Our own, oh my God, what is that thing called? Our, a theology that we subscribe to. So I guess you have to pick something that you like subscribe to. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to pick humanistic because I believe in the human potential and that you have control over your own life. So that's something. But I'm very spiritual. So they're going to have to work with me on that, because if I want to combine spiritual therapy with mental health counseling, they're going to have to work around me. I'm just saying. If Catholics can get away with preaching Catholic counseling, you know, I can get away with spiritual therapy, let's be honest. So anyway, yeah, they started again, personal development and multicultural counseling. So that's really exciting. Anyway, tons of work. I read a couple hundred pages already this Friday because I took Friday off so I could do my homework. But yeah, so I got all that done. So that's just a quick recap. But all right, I am ready to take callers. So feel free to ask me any questions you have about past lives. And then we'll do a mini read. Or if you don't want a mini reading, that's fine. If you just want to talk about past lives, we can do that too. So I'm pretty flexible here. So I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin.
Hey, Dustin, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going again?
Oh, hey, Jay. It's going great. How are you, man?
Pretty good. Listen to your show. It's always an interesting talking show. So just really, I was looking at a show topic and then just chime in here and ask some questions about it. I can share my experience with a past life regression too.
Awesome. Well, that would be great. I think so. I just want to let the listeners know Jay has called in a couple times. When I very first started, I think the first couple shows. So that's been a while ago. So I really appreciate you listening, Jay. But I think a lot of people would benefit from hearing about someone else's experience with a past life regression, too, because I think they're very personal, as you know, having going through it. So, yeah, I'm interested to hear, too.
So I was actually going through one of my modules in yoga, and it had to deal with abandonment stuff. So I had to go actually into a past life between my father and myself. And what's really interesting about it is that when we did the past life regression, it's actually over Skype. So the person wanted to see what you're doing. And it's actually almost like a guided meditation where you feel relaxed. And then actually I felt that I could actually trust her too in doing this process because it's over a long distance. So, I mean,
okay.
You don't have that human interaction, eh? And the person actually lives actually in a city just close to where I live, which is about a couple hours away or 3 hours away. And so we go through I guess through a guided meditation, like where you were and what comes up for you, and get to relax first in that state of mind. And and you just get visual. For me, it was getting visuals of what was going on in the past life with between my dad and myself, and how the interaction worked to this day. So. And we didn't go into like that analyzing it after, but we just talked about what you saw and that. What was really interesting is that because this is guided meditation, she could see what it's doing. She was asking questions almost every, like, what do you see? How do you feel? And kind of like really like express that. And the person actually took notes too. The past life regressionist took notes. And yeah, and we just reviewed it right after. So it was about an hour. It didn't feel like an hour, but it just was one aspect of it. And it was actually, I thought it was really great. I'd do it again if I really need to, but it was really interesting to find out where that stuff was coming from.
Okay, so my question to you is, did you feel it helped you?
Yeah, it's how I had to find out what were some of the signs that were showing up as what's the present day with my interaction with my dad. So some of the stuff was quite traumatic, actually. So, yeah. And I thought it was helpful. I mean, I think if you feel that you're drawn to a person who does past life stuff you can trust, I think the process goes a lot more smoothly than
absolutely.
Doubting yourself and things like that. So, yeah.
Oh yeah, that, I mean, I love how you talk about trust, because any time that you're going to be in a vulnerable state with someone, like if you're going to be in a meditation or hypnotized, you know, you're vulnerable. You know, you don't know what you're going to say or, you know, what's going to come up. So I think that's really important that you brought up the word trust, that theme, because that is, I think that's a big deal. You know, I think that's something very important that you have to have. So that's really cool. Thank you for sharing that, Jay, with the emotional experience with your dad. So that kind of goes along with what I was saying earlier. Like, I don't know if I necessarily believe in the sicknesses being taken with you from lifetime to lifetime, but I do think there may be some emotional things that may need to be worked through. You know what I mean? I think that I can kind of roll with that idea more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I was talking to the lady that was actually doing the past lives regression. She was doing a presentation on past lives. Really interesting facts regarding stuff, regarding she was the one that's talking about health stuff, and she was bringing some like case studies that she did with clients, and it was really, really interesting how that comes up and how that can be kind of like brought to forward, so this is not going to hurt you in this present lifetime, whether it's emotional or some sicknesses and things like that. So it can be interrelated, so it's really kind of can get really complicated once you throw the past life stuff in, maybe with the sicknesses stuff going on.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously,
yeah, that's a good word. Complicated, that's...
I know you can
You're
get
right,
really complicated with a lot of stuff, and then you can, you know, we can go crazy like the, you know, stars and everything else, and,
oh,
and nah, just Earth. Crazy.
Okay.
So I mean, it is really interesting how all these little things could be possibly part of the past life with the emotional or physical stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Thank you very much, Jay, for sharing that experience. So yeah, everyone's heard it. Straight from Jay. I mean, in Canada, you know, it's happening over there. You know, so you have obviously have practitioners that are close to you too, in Canada. So that's really cool that's what's happening. So yeah, I want to just thank you again, Jay, for calling in, and talking about that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think it's really, really good that it could be triggers, that unknown stuff. So. And I think it's kind of interesting that we talk about past lives from a non-religion point of view, where you know, it seems like these past lives could actually really be triggers for actually what you bring to your gifts in this present lifetime, and bringing mm-hmm. that forward too. So
yeah, I think you might be right about this. You know, but I think when you're talking about triggers and your skills in this lifetime, you know, I'm kind of reminded in some, a little bit of numerology where they talk about the karmic numbers. And I think, you know, you can Google this for all my listeners out there. It's almost like it could go both ways. You may have studied something lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, and now in this lifetime you're like a super expert. But I think it could also go the other direction, where you didn't know anything about anything about anything, and then all of a sudden, like the karmic number, if you don't know, it becomes your greatest strength once you've learned that lesson. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It almost seems to me that it could work in both ways, dependent upon who it is that's going through this cycle, you know. And I think that's an important thing to discuss, especially with past lives, because it is a cycle, you know. Your soul is essentially being recycled, you know, just to do a new body over and over. It's so fascinating to me. But, Jay, I do want to let you go, because I know that this is actually the first show where I've had so many people stay on the line for so long. I mean, there's quite a few people that have been on the line here for over 40 minutes. So I do want to move forward here, because a lot of people, I think, want to talk about
yep.
this. So thank you, Jay, so much. How is the book going, by the way, before I let you go? How's the book?
Okay, so I'm still writing poetry. and I'm still getting used to actually expressing myself. So it's just a really good time for me, just like, okay, where do I want to go with all this stuff? So definitely the book is still there. I mean, still writing part of it, a poetry book. Yeah, so just gathering up ideas and writing them. Yeah.
Oh, great.
So
well,
thanks.
Keep moving forward, and I look forward to the book when it's out. So.
Okay, thank you. I keep my promises with that, so thank you for asking.
Okay, yeah. Well, take care, Jay, and thank you again for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dustin, for the time. Thank you.
All right,
Carpe
take
diem.
Care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Oh, he's a great guy. So cool. A listener from Canada. So, yeah, Jay did bring up a lot of important themes here. Trust is something that's so, so important. I know in the realm of therapy, trust is like the cornerstone of the relationship between you and the client. I can tell you that's how it is, I think, in readings too. You would not go to a medium or a psychic or a spiritual practitioner unless you trusted them, okay? And I think that's why there are so many, because a lot of people are turned off by me. And I will say this because I'm very young, okay? And some of them are like, you know, who is this guy? You know, he's got this education, but he's so young, he doesn't really understand. It sort of reminds me of this experience where I had this woman in one of my classes. Her name was Patty. She was an older woman. I mean, she's got to be, oh my goodness, at least in her upper 60s, maybe early 70s. And she came into class. And we're in class together, okay? We all paid the same fee. We have the same textbooks. We're all sitting in the same row. And she said, I wonder if this young man has anything he can teach me. It's like, he's the doctor. He's got his PhD, you know? He's been in the field forever. He's like in his 30s, you know? But I think that's also true, that mentality. You know, who's this young guy? What is he going to tell me? What people don't necessarily understand is really doesn't matter the age of the medium. You know, you're just a middleman. You're there to just reflect what you're seeing and feeling. You know, your education really doesn't matter either. It can give you maybe more to pull from, like I said, when you're working on your symbols and stuff. But yeah, but I'm going on a tangent. I want to move back to past lives here. So trust, very important, yes. And like Jay was saying, the emotional challenges that he was experiencing with his dad. I really think there's something here about the emotions and the feelings. I'm still hesitant and skeptical of sickness. But I do want to take my next caller because they may totally disagree and they may say, yep, I know exactly what that means and I'm going to tell you, here it is. So let's see who else is listening. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin.
Hi, how are you? This is Donna. Good morning.
Good morning, Donna. I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Okay,
I had
so
a past
Donna.
Life, I think. Huh? Go on.
Oh, I was going to ask you, yeah, do you have any experience with past lives or any questions that you want to ask or any insights?
Well, I had a feeling and deja vu in many different instances that I was a nun in another lifetime. Yeah.
Okay. And
kind of sits with me now. Yeah.
Okay. So can when you say you were a nun in another life, could you expand a little bit on that? Because a lot of listeners that are tuning in don't have any experience at all with this. This is like their first time they've ever heard about this, you know, ever had any experience in the subject. Like, how does that...
Okay, like I'll be walking on... I meditate every day for an hour. I've been doing that for many, many years. But like I'll walk on the beach and I'll feel sacredness everywhere with the people sitting at the beach and the land. And when I feel this sacredness come to me, all I can do is stand still and pray because I can't think of anything else to do because it's just overwhelmed me, you know, and different instances like that. Yeah, I'll feel holiness sometimes and that's what I think it is. I think, yeah, and I really appreciate my alone time and I live a rather simple life. I don't strive for anything. I've never been married. I don't have kids. I just, that's what I think.
Wow. So that, okay. Well, that kind of makes sense then, because nuns, you know, don't get married, they don't have kids, you know, and they are very much in tune with nature. I mean, you know, in life. So a lot of that makes sense. It reminds me of, I don't know if you've seen the new movement that these group of nuns are doing with marijuana. Did you see that on Facebook?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's like a group of nuns that are raising and growing medical marijuana to treat people. So when you're saying I'm feeling nature, that's like the first image I'm seeing in my mind. These nuns like grouping marijuana in bags and taking them to sick people making medicine. Yeah, that was really something. You can Google that too for all my listeners out there.
Okay.
Google medical marijuana nuns who...
I wanted to see if I could get a little reading from you, too. I've never experienced a reading from you. I wanted to know what would that be like.
Okay, Donna. Well, yeah, that's totally great here. I can do that for you. So give me a second here to connect, and then we can get started, okay?
Thank you.
Let me see here. Okay, give me a second. I know that there's a person here, so we're moving in a mediumistic direction, okay?
Okay.
Let's see here. It's taking me a second to blend with them. Their personality is very, very different than mine, so that's what takes me a while to blend with, is if they're very different than me. This person's a little more serious. That's why it's taking me a long time to blend with him. Okay, so give me a second here. I know I have a man here, and he does make me feel a little more serious, more, how do I explain it? Physical work, okay? So this is like working with the hands. I don't do that either, so he's very different than me. Let me see here. I also feel my chest area, so I do believe he passed from either the heart or the lungs. Let me see here. Yeah, very serious man, physical working, chest passing. Let me see here. That's interesting. I also think he left the something happened with him and the family. I think he left the family, or he was physically moved away from the family. These things would have to be connected, though. So this was a very different man, because I'm very much close to my family. This guy was very, I think he actually moved away from the family, or didn't.
Yeah.
Do you understand this?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, who is this? Do you wonder, like, how do all these, okay, now, what, did he pass from the chest? Do you understand this?
He had problems, he had holes in his stomach, and so,
okay.
You know, the food wasn't going in, and, yeah.
Okay.
But they always put it in a heart
very...
attack, I guess.
The heart would make sense, the heart attack. That was he a very serious man? Do you understand this?
Yeah, it was pretty serious, kind of negative, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's why it's hard for me to blend with people, because if he's serious, negative, and very masculine working, that's very different than I am, okay? So that's why it's a little hard for me to blend. So give me a second here.
Okay.
Let me see here. He actually says that he's sorry. So I realize
oh,
this
yeah.
is a lot.
Yeah.
This is a lot, I know, in like 4 minutes, okay? Because he says, I'm very sorry for my relationship with the family. And I don't think he listened. Do you understand that? He says, I didn't listen. And he says, I'm sorry for not listening. Okay, because I think that you may have really tried to talk to him and to get a relationship, but he was not willing to listen to build that, okay? let me see here. What else is going on here? How do you connect to the throat? So when a spirit restricts my throat area, that is my symbol. Either you did not get the chance to say goodbye to him, or he was unable to communicate at the end.
He couldn't communicate.
Okay, so he's just saying that it was it was tough. So usually he's stopping me because usually what spirits will say something different than your dad. I'll just tell you what your dad says. He says, I said the most that I was going to say when I was alive. Do you understand that with him? If he would have been around longer, you wouldn't have gotten anything else out of him. He was very stubborn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You weren't going to get a long, heartfelt speech out of him towards the end, okay? But he's saying today that he has changed, okay? And that he is sorry for this. Because he just says, I was a different man, okay, when I was alive. Let me see here. There's, I'm not sure where this comes in. This is kind of strange. I've never seen this before, but I don't understand why he's showing me a jar. What's the jar? I don't know what that means. I don't know if someone has one of his jars or like if you bought a special jar or something. It's like a jar you put stuff in. I don't know how else to explain it. There's something about a jar. I'm not sure what he's saying here. Do you have some connection to a jar or something?
No, I don't think so.
I think it may be a coin jar, actually. Did he have did he collect coins or something? Or did you have a coin jar or something? I think it's a coin jar. Let's see here. Not sure. I think it's something to do with a coin jar. Remember that I said this. You might want to write it down.
Okay,
Let me see here. There's something about a coin jar. There's also something about a boat, and I'm not sure where this connects. Did he have a boat, or did he go out on boats? There's a connection to a boat here.
Well, maybe he's with my ex-boyfriend because he lived on a sailboat. He died.
Who?
His name was John. He's on the other side. He lived on his boat, and we used to go out on the boat.
Oh, well, that
would
be
time.
Okay, well, that would be a strong connection to a boat if you lived in one. So give me a second here. Let me see here. There's who was the smoker? Was that him? Did he have the cigarettes?
Yeah, in his earlier days he smoked. Later on he didn't.
Okay, because I see him smoking, like just chilling on the boat. Like, let me see here. He's also saying you had some negative experiences with him. That's interesting. So you have two guys did not have positive relationships with who are both coming through to tell you that they're very sorry with you. So that's interesting that they would be together like this. Let me see here. Because a lot of times with exes, you know, you just drift apart. He's saying, no, this was almost like a mean. Was he very vindictive? Do you understand that? I heard that word, vindictive. I don't know exactly what it means.
He did a lot of abuse by silent treatment and talking for a couple days.
Something verbal, I think, is what vindictive means. It's something like you're saying stuff or something, or not saying stuff, I guess, in this case. Because that's interesting, because it's, yeah. Anyway, I wish I had more time with you. I realize this is very short, but
Donna,
yeah, I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you know that they're both, if you need a favor, you can always ask them. Okay, because I feel like I kind of owe you a little bit, okay? So if you really need something, I think you could ask, all right?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Donna, for tuning in, and I wish you the best of luck. And, thanks again.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too, Donna. Okay, bye. That's crazy. It always amazes me how fast spirit communicates. So I will share this. When I do readings, one of the things I think that makes me very successful at it is I'm very fast. So people will come in, and I don't know what mediums they're going to because they don't expect me to cover so much in an hour. They say, wow, we did a lot. I'm like, do mediums just say, do they talk like this throughout the entire session? I don't know how they fill up all that space because I'm always moving. I don't spend too much time on anything unless I know it's really affecting the client. Like if they're, you know, crying, I have tissues in my office, or, you know, then I'll give them their minute. You know, they need that time. I'm not going to push them. You know, they need that healing space. So, I think it's because I can just, my energy, I can push it up really fast and really get a lot of information in a short amount of time. And I'm really fortunate for that. I'm really, really excited about that. So, this back to past lives. What Donna was sharing about her being a nun, that makes a lot of sense. You know, if she never married, she doesn't have kids, and she feels this this spiritual connectedness, I think, is a good way of putting it. When she's out in nature, she's feeling the sacredness, I think is what she said, the holiness, you know, of just feeling that connectedness. Like you just sit in your chair and you're like, the universe. you know, hashtag the universe. No, but where you just feel like you're in it, like you're a part of something bigger than yourself, that you're really there. You know, I think that's important. That is a strong feeling. It's a very reassuring feeling. It's a very powerful feeling. Whether or not she really was a nun, and I'm not saying I'm doubting her, not at all. I really do believe she may have been a nun. But, you know, it obviously is affecting her in her life today. You know, she's bringing this up. She's associating the feelings of feeling connected and with God or with the sacredness as being intensified or of gaining the insight from her previous lifetime of being a nun and devoting, you know, the whole life to God, devoting that to the betterment of man. You know, nuns are, most nuns, at least let's hope so, are very wonderful people, you know, and I really think that's some great insight. Now, if you want to say, let's focus on not having kids or not being married, you can say, well, maybe that does come from being a nun, but maybe it's just a personal choice in this lifetime. The circumstances didn't allow it. Maybe. Who knows? We'll never really know. But it clearly has significant meaning to Donna, you know, and I think that's what matters. Is the past lives, the experiences we have significant meaning to us. I can tell you, having a past life regression, I don't find myself reminiscing about my past lives every day. In fact, I haven't even thought about them until today. But my roommate says, oh yeah, don't you remember when you did this past life regression? And in one of your lifetimes, you saw some kid fall off an airplane ride. And I said, I do remember that. I completely forgot about this until today when I was doing the show, coming downstairs to do it, and he reminded me. When I was trying to figure out my fear of airplanes and flying, when Robin took me through a past life regression, I swear that I saw this kid fall from an airplane ride at some little carnival or fair or something. Did that really happen? Who knows? Well, maybe my mind was searching for something to make sense. I can't really tell you, you know. I could not say, but I will tell you, after that session, I felt better. For some reason, I don't know why, I felt better. I did eventually conquer my fear of airplanes. I still get some anxiety, okay? I'm not going to lie. I still get a little bit of nervousness. And I've shared this before. I'm more nervous about the food now, eating on a plane. You know, God forbid, I have developed two allergies in the past year. 2 years. One to eggs and one to peaches. You know, God forbid I should get something else that's more serious on the plane. You know, there may not be any way to get that. But I'm not afraid of the actual flying, okay, getting on the plane. I'm not afraid of that anymore. I can get on. I may just have to wait till I land to eat something. But, but you know, who knows? I don't feel that, but I can tell you that I felt better. So, you know, that's just how it is. So I want to thank all my callers for calling in today, all my listeners. I am approaching the last few minutes here of the show. I hope it gave you a little more insight into past lives, the belief systems. I can only share what I have learned or experienced. I'm certainly not an expert in the field, but I can give you a little bit of an idea, and I can give you a healthy amount of critiquing the topic. You know, I think it's always important to know that we shouldn't believe anything on face value. You know, even mediums, you know, if you've gotten a reading before and you're going to another medium or psychic, you should make sure that that medium or psychic knows what they're talking about. You know, I mean, just because you're a believer doesn't mean you need to believe everything that everyone's saying about whatever it is you believe in. You know, I mean, let's be honest, you know, that's just being smart. Okay. but yeah, I hope this really did give people a little more insight into the topic of past lives. It's so interesting. It really is. I wanted to share this earlier, but in the Spiritualist National Union, okay, some of the best mediums of our time that have trained in England, they will not discuss past lives. These mediums that train just skip over the topic because half of them believe in past lives and half of them don't. Once again, it does not affect their work. Okay, it doesn't make you a competent medium to believe in one. Doesn't make you an incompetent medium to believe in one. It's just a personal belief, you know. It really has no regard. And what's more interesting is these mediums, when they channel spirits on the other side, so when they're actively channeling, there's a spirit voice coming through. The spirits themselves will sometimes agree with past lives, and some of them will not. I remember I was listening to one guy who was, he was channeling. He said, "I've never met a recycled soul on the other side." Really interesting stuff. Thank you again for tuning in, you guys. It was wonderful. Once again, feel free to follow me online on Facebook, Dustin Livers, on Twitter, Dust the number 10 Medium, on Instagram, Dustin Livers. You can book an appointment right on my website, www.dustinlivers.com. You can subscribe on my Facebook page, and you can follow me on Blog Talk. You can subscribe and be a listener. And you will get notifications for about my next show, when it is, and what's going on. I believe my next show will be on the regular time, 10 a.m. on Saturday. But then again, who knows? My life is seriously day to day, like for real. So thank you guys again. And tune in next time to The Fabulous Medium with Dustin. Have a great day. Bye.